Hi, I'm April Adams Pertwee. I'm your host of the Inside Story podcast. I've been telling people stories my entire adult life as a broadcast journalist, video producer, and digital storyteller. These days, you can find me at Light Beamers, where I'm building a community of women who are ready to step into their brave by sharing their story with the world. On the Inside Story podcast, I'm bringing you some of the best stories I'm discovering from both the women inside of my community, as well as from around the streets of the internet. Plus, I'm digging deep to share some of my own stories with you along the way. My hope is that these stories will help encourage you to examine your own story so that you can share it with other people. I have a motto at Light Beamers: when we share our stories, we shine a light. So with that in mind, let's get down to business today and share the light found in this episode. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Inside Story podcast. I'm your host, April Adams Pertwee. So happy you are here today. Thank you for being with us and with me for this solo episode. Today, we're going to talk about what happens when collaborations turn profitable and inspire generosity. You know, that's exactly what can happen when you choose to collaborate with the right people for the right reasons and in the right way. We took on a very big collaboration project here at Light Beamers over the last 2 years, in which we created and collaborated on the writing and publishing of 3 collaborative books. And I have a very exciting update to share with you today on where we stand with how much profit, if you will, how those collaborations have turned profitable, and how those profits have inspired generosity. So I can't wait to share that update with you today. So let me take you back for just a minute in case you are not familiar with our collaborative book projects that we were a part of here at Light Beamers and what that looked like over the last couple of years. We've done a lot of podcast episodes about this. We have shared these books extensively on the show, but just in case you are a new listener, I want to catch you up to speed. So a little over probably 2.5 years ago now, I was approached by a good friend of mine who has a really small publishing imprint company called Positivity Lady Press. Her name is Lynette Pottle. And she and I have been circulating in the online space for quite a few years together. And she knew that I had this beautiful community of women who were really ripe for telling their story. And the long story short is she approached me about collaborating together to bring more women to the publishing world to help them write and publish their books. And we were going to do that in a collaborative book project. When Lynette first came to me and the idea was present, we really just thought it would be one book. We decided that was, you know, a great idea. We should partner, we should collaborate, and we should bring other women from my community to the table who were ready and eager to learn more about publishing, to kind of dip their toe in the water, if you will, of learning how to write and share their story a little bit, but not really take on the giant project that can be a solo book, right? So we decided we were going to bring women together who wanted to go on that journey with us, and we were going to invite each one of them to write a chapter in the collaborative book. So each woman would share her story as a chapter, and then together we would create a book that we could publish. And that's exactly what we did. We got 14 women together for that first collaborative book. And almost immediately when we started on that project, because there were more women that came forward even after we started writing for the first book that became known as Elevate Your Voice, Lynette and I almost immediately began to really see that there were 3 books that needed to be launched. when we went to design the cover of Elevate Your Voice, which we actually did very early on in the process because we wanted it for inspiration. We wanted to put the cover of the book in front of these women while they were writing so that they could be reminded of what we were creating as a visual. We saw three covers. And it was kind of magical when that happened, to be honest with you. So almost immediately, very early on in the project, we knew there were going to be three collaborative books. And that's exactly what ended up happening. We published Elevate Your Voice with 14 women. We ended up having a second book called Step Into Your Brave, in which 9 women wrote and published in that book. And then our third and final book was just released in October of last year, October of 2023. And we had 12 women who wrote and published in the third collaborative book called Shine Your Light. So to date, we now have 3 books that are out on Amazon. And it's fun to tell you that all 3 of those books did become instant Amazon #1 bestsellers on the day that we launched. And that was very exciting. And, you know, all of that came to fruition because really everyone that was involved in these projects really brought them their full selves to the table. You know, they were fully engaged, not only in the writing and publishing process, but they were also fully engaged in the launching process, which is really the most important part of writing a book. Because, you know, you can write a book, but you really got to, in order to get that book into other people's hands so that they can read what you wrote, it's really important that you do a really good job of marketing the book and launching the book and telling everybody that you wrote a book. So we had great success all the way around with the collaboration books, with the project, and the different ways that we were collaborating together. The authors were collaborating with each other. They were collaborating with myself and Lynette. Lynette and I were collaborating because we were leading this project. We were designing the project. From every step of the way, the entire book publishing process was a collaborative effort. So that's the power of collaborations, is bringing people together to work on a singular mission that allows you to accomplish a really big goal. Now, what happens is when you publish a book, right, there are going to be royalties that you earn from publishing these books. And we also knew from the very beginning that we wanted to use these books as a powerful way to create a pay it forward campaign, meaning we were not very interested in getting paid necessarily. We weren't in it for the royalties. We wanted to get the royalties, but we weren't interested in splitting those royalties, you know, 9 ways, 14 ways, 12 ways with each of our books. And so we knew that we would have a really cool opportunity to take the royalties and use that money to do something really good and exciting with it. And so we decided that all the royalties, all of the proceeds from Amazon book sales for each of the books, for Elevate Your Voice, Step Into Your Brave, and Shine Your Light, would be redirected to a crowdfunding organization called Kiva. They actually do micro lending. So you pull your efforts, pull your money together, and you can then essentially fund small micro loans for people that are listed on Kiva's website. And if you go to kiva.org, you'll see all the different types of loans that you can fund. But we decided early on that we were going to fund women business owners, or women who were wanting to become a business owner, women who were looking to get the funding they needed to perhaps start that business. That was really important to all of us because everyone that wrote and collaborated in the books are all business women. We all have our own businesses, or we lead businesses, or we're working as leaders inside a business. And so we felt it was very important to us to support other women who may not have all of the conveniences of things like being able to go to a bank and get a loan. Most of the people who are seeking out alternative funding, like a microlending organization like Kiva, typically can't just walk into a bank and get a loan for various reasons, right? Maybe their credit history is not great. Maybe they've got some bad debt they've got to write off. Maybe they don't have any credit history. They might be young women just starting out in their careers. There's a variety of reasons why people don't qualify for traditional loans. And so these micro lending companies like Kiva really do serve a particular audience in a really special way. And we felt like those were going to be the types of women that we could really have a big impact with, even if all they needed was $1,000 or $2,000 to go buy a sewing machine so they could launch their crafting business or whatever it may be like that. These are not giant loans. They are small loans. And we knew that the royalties from our book and our books could actually make an impact in this way. And so in total, we had 3 books out on Amazon, all performing really, really well. Of course, with each new book launch, it was bringing attention to the other books that we had already launched. By the end of the day, we had 34 women total in the project. And so that created an author community that really built over time, and it really created a lot of support. And we had launch teams that came alongside us. These were men and women from our various communities, from our collective communities and our collective sphere of influence, who came on board to support us when we launched these books. And many of those people were supporting our Kiva campaign by not just buying one book, but they might buy 5 books or 10 books because they believed so fervently in what we were doing by promising to funnel all of our royalties over to Kiva to support these other women by funding their loans. So this is where it gets really good. Now, if that wasn't good enough, right? This is really where it gets good enough, because all of that sounds great on paper, right? All of that sounds really good in theory, but what does it really look like? And so now some time has passed since we first launched the first book, Elevate Your Voice. We are a little over, I think we just crossed over the 2-year mark where Elevate Your Voice has been on the market now. It's on Amazon and has been there for 2 years. And then Step Into Your Brave has been there maybe not quite a year. We'll be coming up on a year anniversary for Step Into Your Brave in just a few months. And then, of course, Shine Your Light, our third and final book of this collaborative book series, was just released in October. So at the time that I'm recording this episode, that book has been out for about 6 months. And so it's a really exciting time to check in and let you know just exactly how much money have we been able to funnel over to Kiva that represents all of the royalties we have gained so far or earned so far from Amazon. Now, if I had a drum roll sound effect, I'm going to kind of bounce here on my desk. I'm not sure if you'll hear that, but I'd love to like get the drum roll in your head for a minute, because I'm going to share with you exactly how much money we have given to date as a result of sharing our story, essentially, right? It's all about sharing our story. We shared our stories. We published these books. Other people read these books, purchased these books so that they could read our stories. And from that, a really tremendous ripple effect has occurred. And that means to date, as of right now, at the time that I'm recording this episode, which is in April of 2024, we have generated over $10,000 worth of royalties from the sale of our 3 books. And that means we have given over $10,000 to fund microloans for businesswomen that have made requests on Kiva, on Kiva.org. And specifically, that has funded 133 women. That has given them the training, the products, the resources that they need and that they needed that money for to be able to fund or add to their business so that they could grow their business, they could start their business, they could do more marketing for their business, they could add, you know, a resource or a product or a piece of equipment, whatever it may be that they needed to continue to help their business grow or to get their business off the ground. And to me, that is just really exciting. When I put a tangible number like $10,000 and 133 women, this is really exciting. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, is that the biggest number in the world? Of course not, you know, but when I think about 34 women coming together to share their story, to do the hard work of writing and sharing their story and going through the publishing process to literally put your story out into the world, which is a big deal, that has created a ripple effect that has positively impacted 133 women who, by all accounts, are complete strangers to us. We do not know these women. We don't have a way to contact these women. The only thing we know about them is what was listed on their loan application or their loan information site that is through Kiva. We're not in communication with these women. Kiva operates all of this. Kiva manages the loan. So we fund a Kiva account and then Kiva gives that money to the women. But that's even more special is to think that we've been able to impact women in the world that we don't even know. We don't even know. And trust me, if I could chase these women down and find out their story, I would be on it. I would be doing it. But that's not part of the process and that's not available. So all I can do over here is just imagine. I can only imagine what that extra money did for 133 women at a time when they needed it. And like I said, these aren't giant dollar figures we're talking about. If you go to kiva.org, you'll see that there's, you know, loans on there for maybe loan requests that maybe amount to like $1,500 or, you know, $3,000. It's a really small amount that they need and that they're requesting help around in order to just move themselves to the next level. And in a lot of cases, especially for women, to be able to equip women with whether it's resources or knowledge or education and training, to be able to equip them in such a way that's going to allow them to have their own business equates to freedom for a lot of women. You know, some of these women are leaving really bad situations. They might be starting over after going through a divorce or coming out of domestic violence situations. They might be trying to get educated in a skill or a trade in which they've never had the backing to get educated before. They don't have the normal resources that you know, probably you or I have access to. And so funding women like this is in my mind, creating a storyline that says we have really been able to help women free themselves from whatever their story is, whatever their story has been. And just a little bit of money, a little bit of help from strangers, I hope has given them hope and encouragement and a similar spirit of generosity in some way. I do believe that once we've been given to, we are more empowered to give to others. And I imagine that might be true for some of the women that we've been able to fund over at Kiva. With the total of $10,000 and 133 women supported through this effort. And so it's a really beautiful time and space to get this update from our publisher, to kind of sit with this information for a little bit and really let it anchor in. To be honest with you, it took me a little bit to really let this soak in about the type of ripple effect and impact that these books have made in the world, not only with the women that we've been able to support at Kiva, but with the men and women who have read our stories and have sent many of us as authors messages on social media. They've reached out, they found a way to connect with us, and they've reached out and they've let us know that they read our story and it made a tremendous impact on them personally. Not to mention what it's done for myself and the 33 other authors that have been involved in this collaborative book series, just the impact it's had on us. You know, for a majority of us, this was our first time becoming published authors. And it's a really big deal the first time you get to experience publishing a book. And the fact that we got to do it together, we got to do it inside a collaboration that not only turned profitable, but it turned out to be highly, highly generous as well, that supported other women in need. I mean, it just feels amazing. So I hope that number one, you will just take that story in with me today and celebrate with us the amazing impact that these three books, Elevate Your Voice, Step Into Your Brave, and Shine Your Light, have made and will continue to make. This is a great reminder that if you have not ever picked up a copy of Elevate Your Voice or Step Into Your Brave or Shine Your Light, they are available on Amazon. And I encourage you to go over to Amazon today and purchase your copy or copies of whichever book you do not have yet. And know that we will continue to funnel these royalties from Amazon over to Kiva. At no point do we plan on stopping doing that. So this is just the beginning. This $10,000 is just the beginning of the impact we will continue to make by continuing to pull our resources, pull our royalties, and put them over into our generosity campaign over at Kiva. And those numbers will continue to grow. Another thing that I want to celebrate along the lines of kind of what has happened with some of the women that came through our author program and did participate in our collaborative books is that we have several women now, authors, who are either in the process of writing their solo books or have already published their solo books. And that's a really exciting kind of extra thing that's happened. We knew it would happen. That was something that Lynette and I really hoped for when we brought these women together to begin with. We wanted to create a program and take them through a process that would simply equip and empower them to go on one day and write their solo books. We knew that not every woman had that as a goal, but we knew that a good amount of our authors did have that as a goal. And now it's really cool to see more and more of our authors coming forward and embarking on that journey to write their solo books. So I have that fun update to share as well. And I hope that at the end of the day, this just encourages you in some way. Number one, to think about collaboration in your own life and business, to think about how you can partner with people to actually, you know, go after a big goal together and make the whole experience a whole lot more fun. And how might you add in a generosity campaign to go along with it? I mean, anytime you do something, if you can add the bonus of, oh, and we're going to earmark a little bit of this money and create a giving back campaign for whatever organization you want to support, it really adds a whole nother layer of fuel to that collaboration. You know, all throughout the time that we were writing these books, we kept reminding the women that, you know, once we get these books across the finish line, then they're going to be available for sale on Amazon. People are going to buy the books. And when they do, we're going to be raising money to support other women. And so we never, ever, ever lost sight of that. And that created a lot of motivation and encouragement on the days where, to be honest, it wasn't always that easy to be doing this work, right? To write your story, to share your story, and to publish your story and put your story out there for the whole world to read is a really big deal. It's not necessarily easy. It's not, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have to overcome some beliefs and some mental blocks that you have around that, a little bit of fear that comes along with that as well. But having something like a generosity campaign that you can attach to that collaboration and attach to that big goal really does help keep you going on the days that it's a little difficult, right? So I encourage you to think about in your own life and business, how might you collaborate with others, and how might you incorporate a giving campaign of some sort that could really add a lot of fuel to your own fire and create a lot of ripple effects of impact out into the world. I know that I look forward to being able to come back here on the podcast and give you future updates to see how much more money we've been able to give to Kiva, how many more women we've been able to support through the micro lending program, and to even give you other updates on the light beamers that have come through our program to write their books and what they're doing now to write their solo books and what's happened since then. And lastly, I would just like to add and offer up an invitation. If you yourself have ever thought about writing a book, if you've ever thought about sharing your story in some big way like that, I want you to know that you don't have to do it alone. In fact, I really encourage you not to do it alone. There's a lot of elements that go into writing a book and publishing a book. And if you are looking for someone to help with that or to get some information about what that looks like, I would really encourage you and invite you to have a conversation with me. I would love to support you in that journey, and I'd love to share with you more about what we're doing at Light Beamers to support authors on their road to publishing their solo books. So if you have any interest or you want to talk further about that, please just reach out to me. You can connect with me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can find me easily at Light Beamers, or you can email me directly, april@lightbeamers.com. So please do reach out if you would like to know more about writing a book, publishing a book, and getting your story out into the world. At the end of the day, that's always what I'm going to be about here at the Inside Story Podcast and in my company, Light Beamers. We are always going to be supporting women who are wanting to tell their story and get their story out in the world in bigger ways. Maybe that's writing your solo book. Maybe that's stepping on a stage to deliver a talk or a keynote address. Maybe it's launching a podcast like this one. Whatever it may be, we are here to help you get your story told, get your story out into the world. I firmly believe that when you share your story, you shine a light. You have the potential to create a ripple effect of impact with your own words. And it is possible and it is available for you too, not just the women that were part of our collaborative books, but for you too. And let me tell you, there is no story too small or too insignificant. So don't let something like, I don't have a story to tell, be the thing that stops you. Maybe you explore and shift your mind and get curious and say, do I have a story to tell? If so, what might it be? And that's when you reach out to me, because I would love to do that story excavation work with you. And let's see, what might you create? What sort of ripple effects can you put out into the world by sharing your story? All right, everybody. Thanks for being with me today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Inside Story Podcast. Thanks for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, if you have not yet, subscribe to our show. Be listening to every week when we turn out another episode. And we always would appreciate a written positive review wherever you are listening to this show. All right, that's it for now. Celebrating today the $10,000 we've been able to give to fund 133 women in their needs of growing their business. And I'm celebrating the 34 women that came together in collaboration, plus along with our publisher, Lynette Pottle of Positivity Lady Press, that we made this dream come true. And I'm celebrating that today. All right, everybody, have a fantastic week. Go share your story, and I'll see you back here next week for another episode of the Inside Story Podcast. See you then. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to give it a review and share this broadcast out with your friends and family. Now, did listening to this episode make you think more about your own story? Are you wondering which parts of your own story are relevant to share with others? This is the question I get asked more than any other.
How do I share my story? Which parts of my story are worth sharing with other people? How can I make my story relatable so that others can benefit from it? I've taken my simple process that I've used for years as a journalist and broken it down into a three-part storytelling formula that will help you discover the key components of your own story and how to share it. It's a free resource I've created to help you become a light beamer by sharing your story. Simply go to www.lightbeamers.com and click on the big yellow button on the homepage to download your story formula. I'd love to hear your story too, so be sure to join my free community on Facebook, the Light Beamers Community, and share your story with me. I can't wait to learn more about you and the story that's inside of you. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can get notified when our next broadcast is live. You will want to stay tuned to the stories we are lining up for you next. I promise they are so good. As always, Light Beamers, I'm over here cheering for you.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.